The following program was produced by the United States Courts.
You're listening to the Supreme Court Landmark Series, where we take a quick look into some of the High Court's most influential decisions. In each episode, we talk with a law professor about how these decisions shaped history and continue to impact us today. In this episode, we talk with Yael Kamisar, Professor Emeritus at the University of Michigan Law School, about the 1966 case, Miranda v. Arizona. The case deals with police warnings we call Miranda rights. First, Professor Kamisar talks about the state of criminal law before a series of important Supreme Court rulings in the 1960s that created the Miranda rights.
Before these cases came down in 1966, it was unclear what rights criminal suspects had when they were taken down to the police station. People were very confused about what their rights were. They had no idea what their rights were. The police certainly didn't do anything to clarify the situation. The police acted as if suspects had no rights. They kept questioning them as if they were entitled to an answer.
The case started in Phoenix, Arizona, in 1963. Ernesto Miranda, a Mexican immigrant, was charged with rape and kidnapping. The police questioned him for hours, without telling him about his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination or his Sixth Amendment right to an attorney. Miranda eventually confessed to the crimes. At trial in an Arizona state court, prosecutors used the confession as evidence, and Miranda was convicted. Miranda's attorney appealed to the Arizona Supreme Court, which upheld the lower court's conviction. He then appealed to the United States Supreme Court, which agreed to hear it, along with four other similar cases. In 1966, in a 5-4 decision, the High Court ruled in favor of Miranda. The decision established the right to remain silent and the right to legal counsel during a police interrogation. The court ruled that if these rights were not told to suspects during an interrogation, any of their statements or confessions could not be used as evidence against them.
Until this case came down, the police pretty much, it was like a no man's land. You got your rights when you went to the courtroom, but you didn't have any rights when you were in the police station, and especially in murder cases and homicide cases, most of the cases were essentially decided one way or the other in the police station where you had no rights. Now, everybody knows that you have a right to a lawyer and a right to remain silent because so much of it is seen and played back and back over and over again on TV and movies and so forth. And so now everybody knows his or her rights. Miranda, for the first time, clarified what went on in the police station.
The Miranda decision has evolved since it was handed down, but it still remains important today.
Miranda has been, shall we say, subdued quite a bit and poses much less a threat to the police than the original Miranda opinion handed down in 1966. But it's still very important symbolically, and it's still very important to people that they know that they do have rights in the police station, because before Miranda was decided, it was unclear whether they had any rights at all.
Join us for more landmark Supreme Court case episodes at uscourts.gov.